And you ask me to make my form, and you can worship me here, no need to go to Puri. So exactly that happened. Next morning Jagadish went to take bath. Everything happened as Jagannath had predicted. So they took it to this village, took it to the carpenter that Jagannath had requested. But the carpenter was a leper, and he refused to do it. He said, I cannot touch the form of the Lord. He said, there's all my hands are, some blood is coming past, very dirty. I cannot touch the form of the Lord. It would be a great offense if I do such a thing. I cannot do it. So he absolutely refused. So they said, oh, what can we do? We take him to another carpenter. So they took him to another carpenter. So the carpenter agreed, and he started to make the deity, but every time he hit his chisel, chisel would break, you get a new one, the hammer would break, get another one. Everything was breaking. He said, Lord, he doesn't want me to do it. But his desire that his devotees is making this. So they went back to the leper carpenter and they said, look, you're claiming to be a devotee of the Lord. A servant means you do what the Lord says. Your business is to please satisfy the Lord, and he wants you to make it. So they convinced him to make it. So he made it with great much pain and everything, because his body was not in a fit condition. And he made the form as we see here right now. This is the way Jagannath desired to appear. And immediately it's finished, all the leprosy on that man disappeared. And also Jagadish Ganguly's eyes became open. So then he was worshipping the deity here, and then after some time Lord Jagannath again appeared to him in a dream. And he said, nearby in this village, there's a neem tree. You take that and make my brother Balaram and Subhadra. They also have to come here. So you put them by my side and you can worship us here together. Sri Jagannath Swami ki.
Jai.
That was the history of the appearance. So Jagannath was being worshipped here, and after he finished his pastime and he went back to the abode of Lord Jagannath, then that family who was worshipping, they became less interested in worshipping, and then they would only worship once a day, then it got down to once a week, then once a month, then they would only worship him once a year. They practically forgot about Jagannath. And then Jagannath appeared to the pujari and he said, I'm not satisfied here. He said, anyway, one of the female members of this great family has become corrupted. Now you better tell all that family to leave this vicinity immediately, otherwise there is an epidemic coming and they will all be killed. So he closed the dream the next day, and everybody except the family left the village. Everyone left. They took it seriously. The family said, no, maybe, maybe not. They stayed here. But it happened that it was an epidemic and the whole family is wiped out. Then, according to the prediction of, by the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he finished his pastimes, the Ganga constantly flooded this area for hundreds of years, and all the pastime places were washed out. This is explained in the Nabadita Mahatmya by Nityananda Prabhu. So everybody left this area because it was constantly being flooded. No one can live here. They went to Nabadweep, to higher land. And Didi was practically forgotten. The family was finished and nobody was living here. So then afterwards, as Nityananda predicted again, after some hundreds of years, which is approximately this time, he said the Ganga will go back to normal course, and then many, many bathing ghats again will build on the Ganges. Many temples will come spring up in Mayapur. And then there will be one very outstanding temple at Buddha Mandir. And from that temple, service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spread all over the world. So this is this time. So then after that time, when the Ganga went back to normal course, then people started to live here again. And there was one family named Chatterjee. Pratik Chatterjee was living here. And he was actually a Shakta. But he was also doing a little bit puja, but wasn't caring so much for Jagannath. And he had a young daughter whose name was Gauri Chatterjee. She would come and do some puja sometimes, a very small girl at that time, still living. I told her some of the histories of that. But there was one other character, he's still living in Bahadurpur, on the Krishna Naga High Road, just up there. And he was, his name is Jaimini Ghosh, famous character in this area. Supposed to be Abesh. Jagannath apparently talks to him. Anyway, he was coming this way to go to the Ganga, and he was just checked on the path by some force. He couldn't move. And then he heard these voices saying, please come and give us some food. Give us some water. We're here a long time. No one's given us any food and water. So then he found out where the sound was coming from, and the temple was in that direction, just over there by the banyan tree, right, where Parvati lives. And it was all covered in bamboo, and jungle was there, and temple was practically all fallen down. A bit of roof was just about remaining intact. And all the ants were piled up and eating all the bases of the deities. And they were neglected. So then he actually started to do some worship here. And there was some worship was going on again. And then in 1978, I believe, and we were doing the Navadvip Parikrama here, and Jayapataka Maharaj was telling the histories of Jagannath. He was in that temple that time. And the owner was here, Pratik Chatterjee, and he was saying that, he was inspired to see all the Western devotees here, all the foreign Vaishnavas and Indian Vaishnavas joined together, and he was very inspired. So he asked us if you could, he told Jayapataka Maharaj, if you like, you can take over the worship of Lord Jagannath. So then Jayapataka Maharaj made the announcement. Jagannath Swami Ki! Jagannath Swami Ki! He said, this gentleman is the owner of the temple and he's offering it for us to take over. Should we take it over? And what do you think the devotee said? Jagannath Swami Ki. They moved into this new temple in 1986.
The devotee started to worship him again. We spoke to him a little while ago. He was telling us the story. This is about 60 years ago. Then he was coming down the road. He's going to Navadvip. And it's evening time, and a bamboo tree crashed across the path. And he felt, you know, terrified. He says, it was a ghost. He said, and I knew if I stepped over that tree, then yeah, something was going to happen to me. So he was only 15 years old at that time. So then he fell down, or he crouched down, and he almost became unconscious. Then he said a voice came to him and said, it's okay, you can go now. There's no more danger, you can go. So he's a little suspicious, and he opened his eyes and he found himself, he was right outside the Jagannath temple. So he said, why do you do that to me? And the voice said, I didn't do it. I'm your friend, I helped you. He said, if you want to help me, then why don't you help me go to Navadvip? He said, then he felt as if he was being lifted. And he just easily went down the road, he says, across the Ganges, in no boat, to his uncle's house. Felt himself being carried there. Just after that, then the voice came again and revealed himself to be, it was actually Jagannath. He told him that I'm Lord Jagannath here, and I want you to start my worship. You can worship me with some milk and Ganges water. So he came here and he started to worship the deity. He said when it first started, so practically the deities were half buried in an anthill. And they said, but day by day as he worshipped them, he said they gradually rose up from that anthill. And he collected money from all the local people, and he restored the temple, made it nice again, and built a boundary, some kind of boundary wall around. Then after that, no one would give any more donations for him, so he can maintain the deity properly. So he told Lord Jagannath, look, I can't maintain this worship. He said, well, I guess I can't raise any more money. He said, and that night, that big tree, he said, two huge branches fell down the same night, one each side of the, next to the temple. Big, huge branches. He said, I sold that wood. That lasted another few months, puja. Then after that finished, again he went to Lord Jagannath, said to him, again, he said, I can't maintain. He said, you have to maintain yourself. He says, from that day on, every time he went in the temple, just on the side of the altar, it was just enough money for the day's puja. Another story, he said that one time he was sleeping outside the temple, and when he woke up, he was in Puri. And it was Rathiatra time, so he's very happy to be there, and he enjoyed the festival, but then he was thinking about my mother and father. He can be completely in anxiety about me. I've just disappeared. He's only 15 years. And so after some time in Puri, I think he said he stayed about a week, and he couldn't get back. He didn't have any money with him. So he went to the pandas. He told them the story. So he said, "Acha, so Jagannath brought you here. You go to the temple, ask him to take you back." So he went to Jagannath and prayed, and then next morning when he woke up, he was back here again. Jagannath can tell some of the Jagannath Leelas.
Actually, just before we started doing the worship, before it was actually given, about the same time it was given to us, there were some other devotees from the other side of Srimantadvi. They wanted to worship Lord Jagannath. They were going to make a deity, so they said, "What do you want to make a deity for? There's a deity over there in Rajapur. Nobody looks after him. Take that deity." So they come one night and they took Jagannath away. And they was carrying him back over towards Dalapakur, and they all had to pass. They had the call of nature, so they put Jagannath down, they all passed, and they come back to camp. They couldn't lift him. So they went back to their village and they got more men, and they still couldn't lift him. And they got 13 men, and they couldn't lift Jagannath. So then they all come back to the temple. This means, you know, like Kali, she's stepping on her, made a big loop, she steps on her husband, she puts her tongue out. In Bengal it means, "I made a big, big mistake," you know. So they all come back to the temple like this and said, "Jagannath's in the field, he won't move anymore." No, they said, "Subhag Maharaj was here at that time." Subhag Maharaj, two devotees went up and picked up Jagannath and brought him back. Jagannath's running keys. So we started to worship, though there was no facility here and everything, it was a bit broken down. So when we was cooking for Radha Madhava's Raj Bhog, then Pujari would come up, we'd make a tiffin. So at least once a day he would get a nice full meal of rice and everything, all the sabjis. So Pujari was coming every day and he would make one big offering every day. But we was, you know, making arrangements to get everything together. So that devotee, his name is Anakudundavi Prabhu, from England. So he came up one day and he started to make the offering, put out the plates and everything, and he forgot to bring the tulsi leaves. So he said, "What shall I do? Because Krishna doesn't like to accept anything without tulsi leaves." And there's some tulsi trees nearby, but he said, "If I leave now," he said, "all the kids are playing around, there's dogs and everything, and the door's broken down. They may just come in, dog may come in and eat it, or the kids may spoil the offering." So he said, "All right, I'll just pray that Jagannath, please forgive, you know, we made a mistake." So.
There's another one. In the same time, when they first started doing this offering, they're bringing up the tiffin from Radha Madhava's kitchen, and this is one of Jagannath Maharaj's story. He can tell it better than me. When we first at the temple, they gave it to us, it was on the deeds, there was a lot of people who were owning the place. There was one or two signatures who hadn't signed it over to us, one or two owners. And Jagannath Maharaj said, "Don't start full worship until it's completely in ISKCON's hand. I don't want to start a standard and something happens, we can't get it, and then we have to reduce." See, unknown to him, the boga was already coming out. So his already offering was going on. So the pujari thought, "Oh well, Jagannath Maharaj said we shouldn't start anything." So then he stopped it. So next day in his dream, he goes into the temple and he opens the door and there's no one there. Jagannath's gone. Where are they? And he runs outside, and he sees, there's, across the walk and across the fields, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev, going across the fields. "Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, come back, where are you going, where are you going?" They said, "We're going to Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, they won't beat us up here." So they had Mike Prashad down there. So then when Jagannath heard about that, of course, "No, I didn't know you'd already started. Immediately you start again. I didn't know you'd start. I would never have told you to stop if I knew you'd started. So immediately start again."
One festival, we were distributing Mahaprasad. So one man came in to give some prasad, a little banana leaf plate they was giving, khichdi. So he said, give me two plates because my friend is outside. He was a rickshaw driver. Give some for my friend. So he took two plates, took one out and gave it to his friend. His friend was a Muslim. He said, what is this idol prasad? What is it? And he pushed it away like that. He threw it down. So anyway, that night, he had a dream. Lord Balaram came to him. He's strangling him. He's shaking him, strangling him like this. Why are you disrespecting my brother's prasad? You don't know you worship Jagannath by eating prasad? And you disrespected it? And he was shaking and strangling like that. And Subhadra was there laughing. She said, ha, kill him, kill him, kill him. And Jagannath was saying, no, don't do it. So the next day he came to the temple and gave some flowers and some sweets and some incense and some pious. And Pujari said, you know, Muhammad, you don't usually come and worship here. Then he told the story. Then he said, now you please give me some Jagannath prasad. Jagannath Swami ki.
Another time, there was one girl, she lives in the village here, she was showing her feet, she's Mohammedan, she was showing her feet to the deity, and the kids were saying, don't do that, this is tackle, you can't do that. What do you care for this? Then immediately she got disease in her feet. She can see it, she's walking around on her knees now. In this village you may see her sometime. And another time there was a smallpox epidemic. Smallpox or typhoid, really big, and people were dying, everything, so everyone was in anxiety, and Jagannath told the Pujari in a dream of a medicine that will cure this disease, cure this plague. And so in the morning he called all the elder villages and they set about to gather all the ingredients, except one they couldn't find, which didn't grow in this area. This is a bark from a tree which didn't grow in this area. But later on in the day, a young boy brings out this bundle of wood and he's looking for the Pujari. But he wasn't there, so he gave it to his wife, Pujari's wife. So when the Pujari came back, and he saw this bundle laying, he said, this is it! This is what we're looking for! Where did you get it from? She said, what? Some little boy brought it up. He said, who was it? Where is he? I don't know. Very charming little boy. He wasn't a local, I'd never seen him before. Such a sweet little boy. He came and he said, this is for you, and he left it. So with that, they made the medicine, and everyone became cured. So even the Mohammedans say respect. Lord Jagannath here, and sometimes they'll bring up on the Snanyacha, they'll bring milk and offerings for it. Another time we had one guard here, Prahlad, and he used to guard in the fields, vegetables, so he used to sit up in the mango tree at night because, you know, snakes and things around. One night he's sitting up in the tree and there's some person comes walking under the tree. He goes, hey, who's that? Who's that? Who goes there? Hawk. So he said, actually, looked like a very cultured gentleman. You know, nice cloth and nice scented oiled hair. And he said, I'm looking for the Jagannath Mandir. So he said, well, Jagannath Mandir is over there, but now it's closed, it's late at night. So he thanked him and went on his way. So a little while later, then he heard some sound, some kirtan coming. Then it grew, roaring kirtan. And he looked over and he saw there were lights coming out of the temple. Roaring curtain, and the ladies were all alighting, and this big roaring curtain going on. I didn't go and see what was happening, he said, but I think it was some demigod. He came here to worship Lord Jagannath. Another time he was sick and he didn't come for a few days, and he was just leaning on the side of the temple, dozing at night. And then Jagannath appeared, fell around, grabbed him, started shaking him, pushing him, and slapping him. He said, why are you not looking after us? You know, it's a very dangerous area. There's dacoits around. You come for 2 or 3 days. You're supposed to be our protector. What do you think you're doing? So he promised, I'll never neglect my duty anymore. One family up here, sat on the city, a very nice kirtan here. His son, his Dalin. They were living here. And one day Dalin came running to his mother. And he was crying, weeping. She said, what's happened? And he could hardly speak, and after a while he came,
at the temple, Subhadra had such a lovely brooch. He said, I just wanted that brooch, that nice ornament. He said, no, I only had a temple. I was just going to take it from her. He said, then Balaram swung his arm around and split my foot.
They come from a Kshatriya family. One time Jagannath, just at this time of the year, the winter started, and Pujari, he went to sleep. Just started to get cold, so he put his blanket on. And then in his dream, he heard someone knocking on the door. So he went out to the door, and he opened the door, and he saw the small deities were lying on the floor, shivering. I said, you got your blanket on? You didn't give us our blanket, and it's getting so cold now. Another time, this Pujari, he had a dream, and Jagannath said, when you pick us up like this, because they put the small deities in the bed, is you have these fingers, you touch our faces, you hold us like that, and you... Don't you know this finger is not so good? Not so polite to use that, you touch Jagannath's faces with that. So he didn't think so much about it, and after a few days he was doing the same thing again. So one day night he was putting the deities to rest. Not dream, he was putting the deities to rest practically, and he carried them the same way, and he was carrying, and Lord Jagannath said, I told you not to touch us with those fingers.
Dhanu said, I told you not to touch me with that finger. How can he put his finger? He doesn't have any hands.
He has?
I have seen.
Pujari said,
he has?
Oh yes, he has.
I have seen.
One day, Pujari was dressing Lord Jagannath, he put the necklace on, put another one, put another necklace, put another one on, it fell off. So he picked it up and put it on again, fell off again. So he picked it up again it fell off. And Jagannath said, don't you understand? I don't want another one. Three is enough. Jagannath Swami Ki.